This is Radio Kiev broadcasting from the capital of Soviet Ukraine.
It's time to open a thrift shop with DJ Frederick.
Yeah.
Well, welcome aboard. It's the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick taking a trip down the dusty side of music. That was Brian Auger from his LP Closer to It. Great tune called Whenever You're Ready. That was released back in 1973 on RCA Records. Well, as regular listeners will know, every few episodes or every few shows, I like to do something a little bit weird and different. And today, for absolutely no reason at all, we're going to have a mini tribute to Evel Knievel. That's right. Evel Knievel. Say that three times fast. Evel Knievel. He was born Robert Craig Knievel. He was a daredevil and an entertainer. And anyone of a certain age here in the United States will know exactly who I am talking about. Very flamboyant, dressed up in his red, white, and blue suits, jumping all kinds of buses and cars and daredevil feats with his motorcycle. In his career, he attempted over 75 ramp-to-ramp motorcycle jumps between 1965 and 1980. And in 1974, his famous failed jump across Snake River Canyon, in which he built a steam-powered rocket known as the Sky Cycle X2. And he suffered something like 430 broken bones over the course of his career. Ouch. And unfortunately, Robert passed away in 2007, I believe. He was definitely an icon, so we're going to hear some music for Evel Knievel. But we're going to start off with the man himself reading a poem called Why.
I'd walk, you see, I will not be called a phony under any circumstances. That's what I've tried to teach my children, that if I have to pay that price of losing my life to keep my word, I'm going to.
It's hard to think of a man who is made, at least in part, of steel as a poet. And perhaps it would embarrass him to be called one. But listen for yourself as Evel reveals his creative side.
This poem that I wrote came about. I was in Chicago for a show at the Navy Pier. And it was after I had been hurt so badly in Las Vegas, and I just got back on crutches and was able to walk, and I weighed about 130, 135 pounds. And I remember they'd take me over there and they'd stand me up and they'd say, show the film of him jumping. They'd show the film and I'd stand there by my motorcycle and everybody'd come up and look at me. I wasn't very well known then by a lot of people. And they'd say, why do you do it? What's the matter with you? Why do you keep on doing it? And I'd say, well, you know, money's good or this, that, or I didn't know how to answer them, really. I got so tired of getting asked why, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was on my way back to Los Angeles to perform for a man named Al Dobrich, who had the Dobrich International Circus at the time, and I was trying to get stronger so I could perform for him. And I remember when I was coming back across Texas, I think it was, and I had what they call an Oldsmobile Vista Cruiser station wagon. It had a glass top. And I was really delirious, almost to a point that my temperature was so high, and I was laying in the back of it, and I was looking out through this glass top, and I got to thinking about the question why that people asked me. And I said to Ray, I said, give me a notepad. Well, I was concerning writing a song, but I couldn't carry a tune in a bucket, so I wrote this poem, and I wrote it in a matter of an hour or 2 hours, just before it got daylight, it was done. And I think that it answers the question for every man and woman on the face of this earth at the end of it, why you do what you do and why I do what I do in life. And it's a very simple thing. And the poem goes like this, I'll do it for you. It seems that everywhere in this world I go, no matter who or what I know, the people, they look, and most of them stare, and I wonder if they really care. You see this king with his golden crown? Some of them smile, but most of them frown. I hear them laugh, and I see them cry. No matter what, they all ask why. Why? Well, I'm just like you, and you, and you, and your wife. We all have a special purpose in life. And my way of life, I'm glad that I found, for like you, I too make the world go round. We're all alike. Oh, yes, we are. We all have a dream on some faraway star. For me, when it's over and done at the end of a day, my men go to relax, but I go to pray. For I know that tomorrow, in some other place, I'll have that jump again to face. Each time I was hurt, they all said, "That guy is lucky that he's not dead." And they were right. But I wanted to get up, to try it again. I kept telling myself that I knew I could win. So I'd close my eyes, and to the Lord I would pray. Oh, help me, God. Let me walk someday. And he did. And every stitch on every scar has just brought me closer to my dream afar. To be a man and to do my best, to stand alone is my only quest. Success is a term that has broad use. For you and I to have none in life, there's no excuse. For you to do what I do is not right. But for me, it's not wrong. What I've been trying to tell you all along is that it's got to be. So, if you wonder why, the answer to that is that just like you, I've got to be me.
Nothing he won't try. Boston for the thrill that drives him. Yet he knows someday he's gonna have to face that canyon in the sky.
Mike Lunsford with the Ballad of a Snake River Canyon. And before that, John Culleton Mahoney with the Ballad of Evel Knievel. We heard from the man himself reciting a poem called Why. And Evel Knievel kind of lives on the internet. He's got his own website from beyond the grave. It's www.evelknievel.com. You might just want to check that out. Okay, this is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm going to get all the weird stuff right out front this show and over with, hopefully. Visiting a thrift shop this past week, I stumbled across an LP by someone named Billy Meissner. It was released in 1973, and this is definitely one of those kind of vanity projects that was put out by record companies back in the day. This one happened to be in Burbank, California, called Grit Records, and here is what the liner notes read. Billy Meissner, a talented, handsome young singer, guitarist, and most creative songwriter, presents his first featured album. Born in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, Billy studied music at the Royal Conservatory of Music in his hometown during his high school years. He has worked with several rock groups, in nightclubs, and Canadian network TV shows. Presently living in Toronto, with his wife Kathleen and their son Vaughn William, Bill has over 35 of his songs recorded by various artists throughout the world. The first album of Meisner's, recorded at RCA Studios in Toronto, is a fine showcase of Billy's unlimited talents as a singer-songwriter. We pick Billy Meisner as a rising star. Oh, boy. At any rate, we're going to hear a couple of tracks from Billy Meisner from his self-titled LP from 1973. I can count on you.
Sad. Are you sure of what you forget? Will you turn away and leave it all behind? How can you tell today? You say you can't, you know you don't know how. Thank you.
the sounds of Enoch Light, a tune called Far Away Places. Before that, you heard the Lackawanna and Erie Express Band. Yes, you heard that right. The Lackawanna and Erie Express Band. I could just say that about 20 times. Lackawanna, Lackawanna, Lackawanna. By the time I get to Phoenix. And I could say that probably about 3,000 times by the time I get to Phoenix. Billy Meissner before that with a Vanity album released back in 1973. And we heard a couple of the better songs, actually. Think and Count on You. This is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. And I believe you may be listening on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Hello to all the folks in the Sunapee and Kearsarge regions. And you might be listening on Troubadour 1700. I just wanted to say hello to you folks. Troubadour 1700 is an FCC Part 15 compliant low-power AM radio station in Shirley, Massachusetts, featuring progressive, easy listening, folk, world, and new age that's ready for commercial mainstream, and the culture and lifestyle that go with it. So hello to listeners on Troubadour 1700. Jeff has been carrying my show for quite a long time now, and I'm very, very grateful. Okay, let's change direction a little bit, and here's some music by a band called Design.
Traveling down life's lonely road, and though I know it, I sometimes wish that I'd been shown. Silent wonder at all the wealth that could be mine, and I would give my wealth for a single smile from the only child who makes my life worthwhile. Oh, my sweet Josephine, so fair and so serene, you'll always be my dream. Oh, my sweet Josephine, so fair and so serene, you'll always be my dream. Always be my dream. Oh, my sweet Josephine, so fair and so serene, you'll always be my dream. So shaken, for all I want is to be free, and I would give my world for a single smile from the only child who makes my life worthwhile, and I would give my world for a single smile.
life never ceasing, passing the sea. Thank you.
That was Terry Melcher and his mother, Doris Day, with Jackson Browne's These Days. Very, very melancholy tune. Before that, the Gainsborough Gallery with Every Man Hears Different Music from a 45 released on the Evolution record label. The Art of Lovin' before that with State of Mind, and we started the set off with Design, the Minstrel's Theme. This is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, complaints, faint praise, glowing praise, criticism, I can handle it all. And you can email me at FMOE, that's Frederick Michael Oscar Echo, at colby-sawyer.edu. That's FMOE at colby-sawyer.edu. Let's hear some music from Carl Sherlock Holmes.
Thank you.
The Luminous Strains of Albatross. As done by John Bunyan's Progressive Pilgrims. Say that three times fast. Hey, this is DJ Frederick. Thank you for listening to another edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. London.